is Halloween. This is Halloween. 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 Halloween.
No, 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 no. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
What a time.
This is my favorite day on Earth. I was born just for Halloween.
I don't know if you were.
No, I was born just for this day. The rest of the year, I'm a wash.
Are you sure?
100% positive.
I definitely was not born for
Halloween. I have orange blood. It runs through my veins.
I have red and green blood. More of a Christmas gal.
I think your blood is pink, if I had to take a guess.
It very well might be.
I think it might be.
I wish it was. That'd be pretty friggin' cool.
Let's slice you open and see.
Let's not. Let's not.
Oh, wait. Is Joe seeing the picture? Is that what's happening?
Oh, yes.
The Disney pic?
So we are in my basement
holla.
Studio. And it's the picture of me.
On the two girls walking to a podcast.
Yes.
Logo.
Where she's, I got a little too handsy with my friend Mickey Mouse.
Question about that. Did he like jump back?
I have no memories of that.
I would love to know what
the
his reaction
memory,
was.
So you see, did I tell you why I have that dress? So you see that dress didn't I'm wearing.
Didn't you pee your pants or poop your pants?
Yes, I'm not. I peed. We were in line to see Ursula. For some reason.
Oh, yes. I remember this. Oh, my God.
I was scared. soiled my outfit and bought a dress. It's a little too big for me, but the sneaks are on point. Did I cut out?
You did. Okay. It was probably like thousands of dollars.
I know. It was probably really expensive.
It's funny because Ursula is like my favorite character.
Yeah. Give me Ariel. I don't want Ursula.
Ariel was awful.
Why?
Because she. I'm going in. Oh, I'm out. I'm in.
You're out?
I'm good. I'm good. Okay, I'm back. Sorry. Because she was such a brat and she like fell in love with this older man who she didn't know and she like ditched her fam, gave up her voice. And I read something somewhere.
People do crazy things for love.
That said that Ursula was actually really nice. Like she looked out for her. Like she didn't actually have to uphold her bargain. Like she could have just taken her voice and like given her like a foot on her face. Like she didn't have to give her legs.
A foot on her face.
So like when you think about it, she was actually like good. She was testing Ariel.
So here's a question. You're Ursula.
Mm-hmm.
Are you giving her a foot as a face?
Ursula.
What would you do? Would you even get involved?
I'd get involved.
You want her voice.
I want her voice.
Yeah.
And I would just take it. I would make her. I would make her sign the contract, and the contract would say like, "You turned to dust. Here's your voice.
Yeah.
Here's my voice.
You wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't give her a chance. Look at her. She's cute. She's like young.
You wouldn't make her one of your eels.
She's no.
And like have her in the crowd.
No, I think she's too weak. She's too weak.
She's too weak.
Yeah. I would be like, "You're turned to dust. You're algae in the ocean, and I have your voice. Life's a beach." Instead, she was like, let me give this hot young 16-year-old no legs, leave her naked on the shore, and like let this like other hot guy see her, and let's see if we can make them kiss. What did you think was going to happen?
Listen, you know? But then Ursula comes back hot AF.
Why didn't she stay like that?
She should have stayed.
She should have stayed. She could have had anything.
What was the point of really going back to being Ursula? Was she she was an octopus?
She was. I'm very scared of octopi.
She had lots of tentacles?
I don't know. I think that she just didn't live up to her full potential.
Ursula?
I think she's the actual victim in the story, if you think about it.
Oh, my God.
I really do. I think she was kicked out of her family.
Right.
Her friends are eels.
She just wants quite happy.
Wait, what you're out. You're out.
I'm out?
You're out. Hold the bottom. There
you're
you go.
In? You're either in or you're out. Wait, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay.
I just think she was a victim. I think she just needed someone to say, like, you have potential. You're going to make it. You're going to be okay.
What happened to Ursula in the end? I don't remember.
She was pierced through the chest by a boat.
Ow.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Oh, it was very violent. You probably peed your pants and had to leave the room.
That's probably why I peed my pants. They were showing that scene.
Probably.
Oh, man.
You're out.
Golly.
These mics, they're so temperamental. I think it's because it's Halloween. I think it's like ghouls. Look at the ghouls.
Here, let me pause this real quick.
Beep boop.
Difficulties.
It's the ghouls.
It's the ghouls.
The ghouls are here.
Spooky.
The holla ghouls.
So we just carved some pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
It was an intense pumpkin carving party.
I had never carved pumpkins until a certain somebody.
That blows my mind.
Whose name will not be mentioned on this podcast.
Oh, we're not mentioning her.
Had me over her house. In high school, the first pumpkin I ever carved was, of course, Harry Potter.
What did you do? Go snitch?
Harry himself.
His face.
It was his face with, it was just glasses with a scar.
Okay. I thought you meant like.
it was terrible. But this, I'm very bad. Let me preface this. I think I've been told that you have to be good at drawing or art, or you just have to have creativeness.
I don't think
to be good at pumpkin carving.
Maybe.
And I have none of those things.
Yeah.
So I'm very bad at it. But this year I was like, I threw caution to the wind and I just followed my heart. And I went Halloween. Got some fake teeth.
Mm-hmm, sure did.
The chatter teeth. I shoved them in my pumpkin and I put pieces of pumpkin in its mouth.
Are you going to keep the teeth?
Probably as
a
memento.
Will you find other uses for
them? Yeah. No, I've got some ideas.
Okay.
We're ready. Christmas 2017. I'm just kidding.
Oh my.
So funny enough, I put my pumpkin out front with Joe's. Joe had never carved. Hey, Joe.
Say hi. Hello.
Joe had never carved a pumpkin until the other day. And of course he did Captain America. Of course. So we bring our pumpkins back and put them on our little front stoop. And we woke up the next morning and slowly, like hour by hour, pieces of Joe's pumpkin were going missing.
It's awful.
Until now, it's just a hole. Like it's not the shield. It was the shield, the Captain America shield.
All
and now it's a hole.
Time and effort he put into the shield.
But funny enough, the squirrels did not eat mine. And I truly think it's the teeth. I think they're scared. I think they think it's a person.
It's horrible.
It's amazing.
Wow.
So... how was your pumpkin experience?
I was quite happy with how mine went.
Paige's looks great, of course. She's creative.
But I'm not in the sense of like arts and crafts. I can't draw.
No, but
I'm not good at that stuff. But I had a template and I poked the holes. So
yeah.
It was basically like paint by number, cut by.
But to be fair, I had a template some of the years and I completely failed.
Right.
I can follow no direction.
So I guess, you know, I'm a good direction follower.
I would say that's accurate. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait.
I love I love directions and I like rules. So that's what I excel in that area.
I'm going to get back to that because that is interesting. The riddle. I have to do the riddle. I'm sorry.
God.
I'm sorry. This seems just like a cheap joke at this point. It's not.
Okay.
It's pure ignorance.
It's not a cheap joke. We literally forget about the riddle.
So the riddle last week was very appropriate for this time of year.
Can I read it?
Absolutely.
I never do this.
Oh my God. Guess read.
And here is the riddle. The person who buys me doesn't need me. The person who makes me doesn't want me. The person who uses me can't appreciate me.
It's sad.
What am I? The answer?
What are you?
Coffin.
A coffin.
A coffin.
See, you hear that? It's a coffin.
A coffin.
It's a freaking coffin. It's clever.
And it's very fitting.
It's an accurate statement, I would say.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't. I don't want to be in a coffin.
Mm-mm.
I want.
Gonna need it one day.
Ashes. No, I just want ashes.
You
want
to be sprinkled?
I just want to be sprinkled. Right over the falls.
Niagara.
Are there any other kind?
Maybe I want to be sprinkled somewhere. I don't know where I'd want to be. Maybe back in Ireland.
You should get.
Sprinkled.
Oh, no, because this one. Or your kid. You could give this to your kid. You should get like. A clear guitar pick and just have a little bit sprinkled in there so when they play their instrument.
Well, who knows if they'll be musically inclined. We can only hope.
We had a girl at the wedding dress shop that I used to work in and her dad died before she got engaged. And somehow, some way, I will never understand to this day, her husband got some of his ashes put into the diamond of her engagement ring. I don't know who does that. It doesn't sound like a... business, but
that is really nice though. Or does that creep you out? I
the
don't know. It's
thought is nice, but the thought of like your dad just
he's always with you.
Yeah. I get yeah.
Anyway, ashes.
But if you
ashes.
Lost your engagement ring, just think you would be upset for losing the engagement ring, but you also lost your dad.
Yeah.
It's a lot to have. Okay, it's a lot happening.
I'm very depressed.
I'm sorry.
We really took a tail dive.
I'm
there.
Sorry. I just thought it was an interesting
It's very interesting.
Oh my God.
So we carved them pumpkins.
We carved them. The guts were under my nails for like 2 days. Because I just went hand in. I didn't use a little scraper.
I did the next day have pumpkin guts on
my
jacket.
I smelled like a pumpkin.
Yeah, it's not a pleasant smell.
It's not.
It's not a pleasant smell.
All of
feeling.
Those candles, they're kind of a lie.
Like, what do you mean?
Like the pumpkin spice candles.
Oh yeah,
that's
not how
not
it smells.
It's not realistic.
The pumpkin, it's pumpkin and the spice. It's the spice.
I guess
the flavor of the season. It's cinnamon. It's you know?
I suppose. Speaking of spice, that's a good segue.
Did you want to talk about
I
me?
I didn't. Should we?
No. A lot of people, just when they think of spice, they think of me.
I don't. If you're one of those people, please, please text
come
me.
Come forward.
Text me. Oh, speaking of text, before I tell my spice story, we would like to announce the winner of the Screen AIM Screen Name 2017 annual.
Let me bring up the name.
Okay. You probably already know who you are. You're like one of the only three people who submitted.
And listen to this
and
podcast.
And listen to this podcast. So thank you for being you. A $5 gift card will be sent to you. Please DM us your address.
So it was Mallory.
Mallory.
Mallory won. And her screen name is Mallory and Cheese.
Mallory and Cheese.
I think that's adorable.
That's clever as hell.
Although the person we cannot name.
The person we cannot name did submit a good one as well.
Googly eyes.
Googly eyes. It makes no sense. Not a drop
none
of sense.
None whatsoever.
But okay. But creative.
Yeah. So Mal, we'll be in touch.
Yeah. We'll be in touch, girl.
To send you a prize.
Thanks for being so supportive. Speaking of the person we can't talk about, her boyfriend, Roz, who I'm in love with, he...
Don't tell Joe. Joe's right here.
I know. It's fine. He knows.
He's sitting right next to
he's
you.
He's crying. It's okay. He needed a last minute costume for this Halloween party yesterday, right. And he wore a bra and put spices in it, and he was a spice rack.
Wow.
Paige hates.
That's so clever.
Roz, if you're out there, Paige hates it so much.
Wow.
Why do you hate that?
It's just underwhelming.
Underwhelming. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Why don't you tell everyone what your costume was yesterday?
Great. It's also very underwhelming.
Okay, I'm just glad.
I'm not a Halloween girl. I don't enjoy the dress-up aspect of it.
What was your favorite? Okay, tell them what you were last night.
So I was a scarecrow, and I had my sister do my makeup, and it looked bomb.
It did look bomb.
And then the rest of my outfit were these jeans I'm currently wearing, and a flannel.
Yeah, easy.
And I had a cute, like, little booty on.
Yeah.
So it was, like, cute and...
Like a non-scarecrow.
Yeah, I wasn't scared.
Yeah.
I was a cutie crow. Sorry. Anyway.
One girl walks out of a podcast. What was your favorite Halloween costume of all time?
That I was?
On you and then on somebody else. Like, what's the best one that you saw?
Last night, I want to give a shout out to Co and Pat because
Co and Pat killed
guy
it.
Guy and Gal Fieri.
They crushed it.
It was amazing.
They crushed it. They should submit that. I like really wanted them to DM it to him.
I feel like he'd love that.
He would respond.
Oh, he would love that.
Yeah.
I can't even think about. I don't even know Halloween costumes that I was. That was like exciting.
Was any like your favorite though? Like, did you not one like stood out?
I literally, this is how much like,
wow.
Like
even as a child?
I probably was a friggin' cute like pumpkin. I don't even know.
Oh my God. Okay. Well.
Oh no. I mean, I was like a 50s girl with like the poodle skirt and it was
that
adorable.
That suits you so much.
There's a photo somewhere. I think me and Carrie did it. There's Carrie. I can see Carrie. My mom made it.
Yeah. Is Carrie into Halloween? I could see Carrie being like, no.
Yes or no.
You guys are all so disappointing.
It's that we give us a holiday where we can eat and drink.
Halloween.
You're not a lot of people are eating on Halloween.
I'm eating tons of candy. I feel like it revolves around eating.
Just let me be me. Let me be myself. Okay?
Okay, I hate that. But okay. Halloween is my jam. I've had a couple good costumes.
You're not going to dress up this year.
I'm not. I have no party to go to. But I have one for next year.
Upset?
I'm very upset. Joe's inconsolable.
This is weird. I dressed up and you
You didn't. I know. But my house is more than...
Yeah,
up for it.
Yeah.
My favorite, well, when I was a kid, a very offensive story, and I was seven.
If you take offense, please fast forward.
And I'm sorry, I was seven. I didn't know. I was Mulan for Halloween.
Love it.
Mulan today is still my favorite Disney princess. She's just perfect. So I was Mulan. I was very excited for it. So I'm going trick or treating. Mm-hmm. My dad took us trick or treating. And at one point, he realized that people were, like, kind of starting to stare at me.
Oh, God.
And he's like, what's going on? So he walked up to a door
And
because Mulan is from China,
what did you say?
I attempted to speak Chinese to people. So I, of course, was being, God. I was, like, saying, like, you know, I don't even know what I was saying. I was trying to speak Chinese and people were just like, what is going on? They probably thought I was having like a seizure and they just were like dropping candy in and like looking at my dad probably like, what kind of parent are you?
Like, how do so you he was like, Meg, child?
First off, Mulan does not speak an ounce of Chinese in that movie. Not so much. I don't know where I got that from.
Nope.
I like to credit myself for being very intelligent. Two, my dad was like, you can't friggin' do that. Like, stop it. And I was like, I'm in character. I am Mulan. Like, I was probably so offended. So one year I did try to, I just spoke to many, many people in fake Chinese.
That is quite a story.
It was bad. It was bad.
What about, can we ask Joe if he has a favorite Halloween costume?
I already know because it's sitting in my closet in my apartment.
Oh, the
Joe has a legitimate Captain America suit. I mean, like, paid quite a bit of money for it.
Here's a question.
Here's an answer.
Did he get his money's worth? Has he worn it?
No,
more
and
than
it's a touchy.
Times?
It's a touchy subject.
Is it because he doesn't have opportunity
yes,
to wear it?
Okay. Yes. I told him he could wear it this year to give out candy, but he didn't.
You should. 3 years.
3 years.
Okay.
That's done a lot.
Can he like go to Comic-Con and wear it? Like, did he consider wearing it when he met?
No. Not at all. He did not even consider it.
It's good. Good boy.
My favorite costume was. Me and she shall not be named were Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy. That
you guys
was
did
great.
A really good job at that.
And then I was Jigsaw one year, and I thought that turned out quite well. Paige hated that.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
But I thought it turned out very well. And it's
you and her.
Oh,
wow.
Got
you guys
it.
Go put so much effort into Halloween costumes in college, and I probably was just like a piece of dirt every year.
Well, senior year, I didn't even have a costume, and last minute, I pulled out the Damien from Mean Girls, and that was like my biggest hit.
Yeah,
that was a big hit.
Well, I don't even. Did I dress up?
No.
I didn't dress up?
Not senior year, no.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Were you in. When did you go to Ireland? Was that junior year?
Ireland. Yeah, I was
Ireland.
Junior year.
Yeah, you didn't dress up senior
Dublin.
Year. Dublin.
I definitely didn't dress up in Ireland, I'll tell you that.
Do they celebrate Halloween?
They do.
Do they?
It's not as, of course, it's not as big as it is over here, but they do, they get down.
They get down?
Yeah, they get down.
Any occasion to, like, drink and go out, I could say it.
They get down.
Dope.
Yeah. What else?
I don't know. I just wish.
All right.
Poop's freaking out up there. Okay, here's one.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's another, we're going to be bankrupt. Here's another $5 Wawa gift card.
Another one.
I'll get it. I'm supportive.
You're funding.
Send
these?
Me your best Halloween costume.
Yes.
Like, I don't care if it's and if it has a good story.
Send
like
it.
Even if you were like Superman, but it got a great story. Like you tried to jump off a building. No, maybe not jump off a building, but
if you have a
story attached to it, send it.
$5
gift card.
DM us on our Instagram.
Yep.
Two girls walk into a podcast.
Two girls.
That would actually be fun. I wonder if we want to see what you think your best Halloween costume was.
Yeah.
Like, there's a funny story. You don't even have a photo.
If it's a couple costume, I'll give you two.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing the money at you.
When did you become Daddy Warbucks?
I'm rich.
It's rich.
Rich in spirit.
So rich.
But I would love to see it. I would love to hear it. I just love it. I live for this.
If you could have Halloween once a month.
Yeah.
Would you be into that?
Yeah, because I'd never take down my decorations.
Wow. I feel the same way about Christmas. Like Christmas?
Yeah.
There's more of a build up for Christmas, I feel like.
There is.
Myself, but it's just the most magical time of the year.
When is too early to decorate for Christmas? I would love to know your opinion on that.
I think you definitely need to give Thanksgiving. It's like,
okay.
It's time.
That is way, way more than I thought you were going to say.
Thanksgiving is it's my second favorite.
Interesting.
So you need
Interesting.
To give it the anything involved with food, but
yeah.
Definitely when it hits the day after Thanksgiving, the floodgates are opened.
Yeah.
Just do it. Get after it. Play that music.
Yeah.
Funky White Boy.
All right.
Do you know that song?
Do you know what I do? I am familiar with the tune.
It just felt right.
My mom brought me a Christmas mat last night, and it's sitting in my beautiful Halloween living room, and it just doesn't
You
fit.
Have the mat out right now?
Like, she brought it to me last night.
Is it cute?
It's cute. It just doesn't go with the motif of my room at current.
I have a question for you.
Yeah. Okay,
so, last night I'm in an Uber by myself.
Ew.
I also felt very sly because I brought in a red cup, and he was like, oh, that's not alcohol. And I'm like, nah, it's iced tea. Miller Lite.
Yeah, clearly.
So I felt really good about that. So you're an idiot.
Yeah, Christopher. He's dumb.
So we're chitting, chatting.
Of course.
He was a lovely conversationalist.
Oh, I hate that. See, I feel like you thrive on that.
It was definitely necessary at the time because I was like 40 minutes into the city, like whatever. I needed to pass the time.
Yeah.
So we're talking and I never realized that I mispronounced this word. But he told me he's never heard anyone.
What? Tell me
it.
Immediately.
So I said, I forget the context of the conversation, but I was like, yeah, you know, like a whole slew of it, like a whole bunch of it.
Slew. Yeah.
He was like,
a slew. It's
pronounced. He was like, isn't it? I've never heard anyone say that. Isn't it slew? But I've only said slew.
That's incorrect. You're wrong. I believed you for a second though. It sounded right. Slew, a whole slew of things. Slew.
Slew sound, can you, is it slew? How do you spell it?
Can you spell it?
Is there an H?
There's got to be an H in there. Because slew sounds.
Why have I thought it's slew?
I don't
know.
Is there
some, like, what's wrong with me? I don't.
This is not the first time this has happened with you either.
Yeah.
You've pronounced things. What else have I said? You've said things wrong before. I actually forget, but I know you have.
I don't know how to speak.
I'm concerned.
Honestly. Yeah, I'm concerned too.
At least he corrected you.
But it was like, don't correct me.
Right, exactly.
I'm rating you.
Paige gives him a big fat zero.
No, I mean, I give him five. But I have the power to like drop your rating, sir.
Fun fact about Uber.
Let me say schlew.
I did not know, if it makes you feel better not knowing that word, I did not know until, good boy, this year. Uber's been around for a couple years. This year,
sure
that... It is not, it's what? Not a thing to, if you're by yourself, to sit in the front of the Uber.
No, not really.
I did not learn that until
would
maybe.
Would you plop yourself in the front?
Every single time I took an Uber, I sat in the front because I thought that's what you did. And every time they always like grunted and would move stuff. And I was like,
hey.
Yeah. And I would get in the front and it would be so uncomfortable. Right. And one time I was coming home from Penn and I threw up. I brought my own plastic.
Uber?
Yeah, I brought my own plastic bag. As the man was telling
me, you're in the front seat.
I'm in the front seat.
Yeah.
So after that, I was telling Joe the story, and he was like, "Why were you in the front seat?" And I was like, "Because I was by myself in the Uber. Like I was sitting as the passenger, in the passenger seat." And he was like, "That's not what you do." So then I polled a couple people, you included, I think, the consensus is you don't sit in the front seat of the Uber.
You sure
it
don't.
Makes them just as uncomfortable as it makes you.
Yeah, because it's like a car service. It's like a taxi. Like you don't, if it's just you in the taxi, you're not getting in the front seat because you know they have their lunch and like newspapers
but
and stuff.
I just
they
thought it would
that.
Be rude. And then my explanation didn't help because I said I feel like that's rude. It's like they're like my
driver.
What? No, what's the word? Driver, but there's another my chauffeur. And Joe's like, they are.
But they,
you're paying them. They are your
the
chauffeur.
Service that you're.
So I would just like to formally apologize because I know all my former Uber drivers listen to this podcast. I would just like to apologize for any inconvenience and uncomfortability I may have caused you.
Good word, uncomfortability.
Like people have legit been like, hold on a sec, and moved all of their shit to the back seat because I am so obnoxious. And then I would not talk because I don't like to talk in the Uber. So then they're like,
that's even more reason to get in the back.
There have probably been so many people who have dropped me off and then bless themselves. Like, thank God I'm alive. Literally, thank God.
I also, like, every time I take an Uber home by myself, which is often in a night out, I don't think there's an Uber ride home that I've never fallen asleep in.
Paige, that's so dangerous.
I know. It like, literally, last night...
You need, like, an intervention. Know, that's so bad.
I know, but literally, last night, I was driving. We're in the Uber, and we were, like, talking, and then I, like, dozed off, and I woke up, and we were, like, turning onto my street, and I was, like, over there on the left.
You are so fortunate that...
No, I've had Uber drivers wake me up. They're, like, we're here.
Paige! Oh, my God. That is so... We have to talk. I'm mad. I'm
bad.
Mad at you. That's
bad.
So bad.
I just am a Paige, tired person.
If they saw that you were asleep, they could easily just like skirt. Oh my God.
I'm a very tired person.
Can you
person.
Be more mad about this?
I'm still here. I'm still kicking.
Can you like yell at her?
I know. I won't do it again. Okay.
Are you falling asleep?
Are we boring?
Are we boring you?
Are you bored?
What would you like to hear us talk about?
Do you want me to tell a joke?
Slew for you guys for like 10
minutes. What would you like to hear?
So much better. Oh, here we go.
Oh, we're going to have an origin.
Dictionary time
with Joe.
Dictionary time.
American English is constantly evolving, its richness coming from the many languages feeding into it. The noun slew, for instance, is from the Irish Gaelic shlo, meaning multitude.
Oh, it makes sense.
As an unrelated verb, it is the past tense of slay.
That doesn't make any sense.
Interesting.
To me. So, yes.
Set your sources, Joe, next time. Wait, so Paige is not only correct, she is smarter than everyone else because she got the origin of the word.
Get out of here, folks.
Shlew. So you could call up Christopher and serve him a plate of knowledge.
I'm just saying, y'all. I'm not going to stop saying shlew because I think it sounds so much better than slew. Oh, okay. So Uber driver making me feel bad about myself, get out of town.
But we do need to correct the problem that is you falling asleep in Ubers. I'm very concerned.
We'll talk about that later.
Offline. We'll talk.
Offline.
I'm very concerned, though.
It happens.
Not once in my life, and I never will. Okay. One time we were in an Uber, me and Joe. It was actually the first time we took an Uber together. And Joe, if you don't know, was an engineering major. And this guy is driving the Uber, and he's like with his girlfriend. It's always annoying when Ubers bring people with them.
I've never been in an Uber where they
multiple times. They've brought. I had someone with a dog once. It's been weird.
I'm cool with that. Give me the dog.
But this Uber driver, you know, he's like this young guy, or whatever. And we said he's, you know, chatting us up, which I just hate. But he was like, "Oh, what do you guys do?" And we were telling him, and Joe's like, "Oh, I'm a major. I'm an engineering major." And he went, "Oh my God, me too." And we were just like, "Oh, so he just does this on set?" He's like, "Nah, I haven't been able to get a job. Like, I drive Ubers now." Like, and Joe was like, "Turn it around and die." Like, Joe wanted nothing. He was so upset. But
that's it.
If it was up to me, truthfully, I would create, my goal is to create a hair salon / nail salon.
Really?
Yeah. Where it's silent. The whole basis of it is silence. Like,
but so you sit down in the chair and you're like, "Hey, I just want to trim."
You say what you want. You get like 5 minutes. You say what you want. You get a consultation.
Done.
And then silent. You don't get to talk. So that there's no pressure to not talk. But you just don't get to talk.
Can you talk if you want?
If they have a question, they can they can ask you the question.
Do you have to raise your hand?
You do.
Okay. Or ring a bell.
You have to ring a bell. Yeah, okay. Exactly. No, like, this is seriously because I hate it. Care. I know they don't care that I have a wedding next. Like, I know that they don't.
Some people care.
They don't.
Some.
And like, I'm sure chatting will make it go faster. You can listen to headphones. And if you want to chat, we'll have a wing. This is a large place. We'll have a wing. Wow. You can chat. Even the nail place, because you're so close. You're like face to face with somebody.
Right.
But I don't have anything to say.
Are you gonna have spray tanning there?
Probably.
Do you have an option for that?
Perhaps.
Airbrush.
Perhaps.
I like a spray
tan. Maybe we'll expand once it takes off. Spray tanning, you definitely shouldn't talk during. That's awkward.
The lady who sprayed me, we chatted the whole time.
The lady who sprayed me the one time I went was like, "Oh my gosh, all of my son's, you know, girlfriends go to high school and I sprayed them all for prom." And it's just like so funny because, like, you know, they're all topless. I'm just like, "Oh yeah, my son's your friend and I'm spray tanning you." And I said, "All right, I'll never see you again."
I don't want you to go to
it was her. She closed. They closed for good. Yeah.
Yeah. A shame.
But yeah, so I think silent businesses are the future. You do not feel that way at all. I understand.
I mean, sometimes I don't want to talk, but I enjoy a nice light conversation. Mm-mm. What's it going to be called? Don't talk to me.
It's going
to
be called
dot dot dot
dot dot dot. How fancy is that? I've thought about this.
Anyway, that's all the time, like literally all the time we
literally all the time we have. We're have a riddle.
Get that riddle going.
Joe picked out a riddle. It's probably he picked out one earlier. It wasn't very good, but we'll see.
Hey, give him the benefit of the doubt.
Happy Halloween, everybody! I hope you check your candy.
Yeah.
Have a grat night.
I had a grat
time when I was chicken crit. I had lots of makeup on my face. Okay, riddle time. I'm out of here. Okay. I have billions of eyes. Okay, I already don't like this. Yet I live in darkness. I have millions of ears, yet only 4 lobes. I have no muscle, yet I rule 2 hemispheres. What am I? I'll read that again, although I think it's very easy. I have billions of eyes, yet I live in darkness. That's the one that I don't get. I have millions of ears, yet only 4 lobes. I have no muscles, yet I rule 2 hemispheres. What am I?
I didn't listen to any of that.
Do you want to see the answer?
Not really. Oh.
Yeah, strange.
Okay.
Strange. Sorry, wow. Joe. So anyway, have a great night.
Have a great
night. We'll catch you next week.
Be safe. Keep it real.
Keep it fake on Halloween.
And like we said, send us your favorite Halloween send costumes. Send us pics.
Doo, doo, doo. I was trying to do the Halloween music, but it's hard. Doo, 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 doo,
doo, doo, doo, doo. No. They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
Out of here. Bye, guys.